Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. You will recall that during the pandemic, there were accommodations made in all different ways, some may even say in exotic ways, in order to benefit business owners for good reason. A lot of business owners have grown accustomed to some of these accommodations and have begun to engage with the city of New Orleans to see whether or not they're able to continue to do so. We're joined by Zach Smith. He owns Zach Smith Consulting, and Andrew Wilson, who's the owner of the cigar bar Cuban Creations, which is one of the few cigar bars in the Vieux Carré area in the French Quarter, and they join us here. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, Noel.
Good morning, Noel. Thank you so much.
So, guys, if you just would give us the background, what is it that we're actually trying to accomplish here?
Thanks for that question, Newell. What we're essentially working with the city with right now is Mr. Wilson's business has had a request in to essentially make permanent the parklet outside his business at the Cuban Creations cigar bar in the 500 block of Toulouse in the French Quarter.
And so a parklet is actually defined in the code, right? In the zoning ordinances where they created this for during the pandemic, is that correct?
Yes. So there were temporary allowances during COVID because of just that immediate need to push people outside, keep businesses going. And essentially there's already some allowances in certain parts of town for these parklets in certain commercial areas. To essentially allow for those kind of tables and chairs and additional business operations to exist, not just on the sidewalk, but in this case, out there in those kind of parking lanes, you know, outside of the actual driving lane and streets. But in all of the cases, they're in commercial corridors. And unfortunately, in this situation, there's a situation, and Mr. Wilson can be able to explain it, about how important this parklet is to his customers, to his business, to his employees, to maintaining operation in the 500 block of Toulouse and making sure that another business does not fall in the city of New Orleans.
So to either one of y'all, am I to understand that the city has, in fact, approved the continuation of the parklets for some businesses in some areas already?
For many of the businesses in many of the areas, it's been approved. It's just been selected at these certain small little zones that are not allowed a parklet to be had, which I feel is a competitive advantage to where the business is specifically.
So what they're saying, at the present time, their position on this issue, have they articulated a position on this issue?
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, my feel is that they've been very supportive of it. You know, there's a small portion of residents far away from here that disapprove of it, but we've had nothing but positive feedback from everyone around us. the businesses, the residents. I live upstairs. I own the business next door. You know, it's nothing but a positive impact that we've had. Not to mention that we've created a lot of jobs from this. I went from zero employees to 46 employees in a 24-month period, which, you know, that's changing a lot of people's lives. So
where are you in the process at the present time, Andrew? I mean, how's this thing going to flow, and where are you? Has there been any decision made, or you're still trying to make your case?
We're still trying to make our case, and you know, we're trying to find some sort of resolution with that small group that disapproves of it. I mean, I love this city. I've been here for 6 years. I want to keep growing in the French Quarter. Any type of people that want to preserve it, or you know, I want to work with them. I support what they do. I just know that economics is the key to preservation, and there's no point in going backwards. You know, there's a little statistic I'll share with you. You know, there's about 95% of the businesses in the French Quarter are yet to achieve 2019 revenues. So there's definitely a lot of work to be done, you know, because of COVID and things of that nature. But removing our parklet is going to remove jobs. It's going to give us a setback. And there's a lot more pressing issues on this block, you know, blighted buildings. There's a health and safety issues. There's lots of things going on than to remove this outdoor seating. I mean, if anything, it preserves the buildings from people going in them and allow them to enjoy the French Quarter for what it is and what I love and a lot of people do.
Because on that particular block, I believe there are at least two buildings that are empty. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's two. I mean, there's two massive buildings that are empty. And, you know, it's not very well lit. You know, there's a huge parking lot across the road. Like I said, I'm one of three residents on the block. And we have full support from all the residents that are on the block, including the building owners and the business owners. So we're really kind of the only show in town, and we're just trying to enhance that zone, you know, to make it a better place going forward.
And what is your hope, or they've given you a timeline as to how long they think it will take to get through this process?
I mean, well, the law's already really been written, and it's, you know, parklets are allowed in pretty much everywhere else in the city of New Orleans except a couple roads. So there's another vote coming up here at the end of April, but it's coming soon, you know. So, and we actually have I'm in the cigar business, but there's a massive convention coming to town next year. That's a $15 million economic impact with 2 years, 2 years of commitment. And because of the nature of the smoking ban in Louisiana, we're going to be probably the only place that these people can go to after this convention. So, you know, it's pivotal that this business stays open and is able to thrive in the French Quarter.
Go ahead, Zach. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure to answer that question as well. There is definitely a desire here for a common sense compromise. It's something that we've had some very good support, again, from neighbors, other businesses. Anybody that works in the Quarter, they know how the Quarter, they've seen the Quarter just evolve when things turn to blight and when businesses go under. And it's something that we have, we believe there's still plenty of time here to work out this compromise with folks that might not be before it. And I want to commend the leadership of Councilman King, who I think is extremely supportive of coming to a common sense compromise to make sure that these existing businesses and the potential for existing businesses. There's only four businesses in the Quarter. You know, this is actually a pretty large neighborhood when you think about how many square blocks there are. But there's only four. And looking at a common sense way to hopefully preserve these so that, again, we don't do we don't have a negative action against our existing businesses. We understand if there's somebody new and there's a set of rules and it's no longer allowed, I respectfully disagree with that. But at the same time, we have to preserve our existing businesses. places. And to that bigger question of what does that timeline look like? In April, we are looking for a final vote of the city council. And we would hope to have, again, that compromise with folks that we disagree with. We respect their opinions on historic preservation. We respect their opinions on what they believe is in the best interest of the neighborhood. At the same time, again, blight always trumps anything else in a very deleterious and negative way.
Is there friction about the historical impact on the history? I mean, you know, at one point in time, before there was air condition, before there was anything, I mean, there was a lot of outside dining. What's interesting for me is that we really, as a result of the pandemic, have become more of a community in spite of our heat, in spite of the humidity levels here. We're working around it, an outdoor dining community, and we hadn't been that for a long, long time. And it's almost as if the pandemic gave us a taste of something, and the folks that I talk to, they like it.
I mean, as far as the historical perspective, what if someone could explain to me the difference between outdoor seating in the Warehouse District on Frenchman Street in the CBD and the Vukare, why are all those other places allowed to have it, yet the Vukare is disallowed from a historical perspective? You know, we need fairness across the board. I'm all about history. I'm all about preservation. But right. You can't say that history is to be protected or preserved in one area and then an outdoor seating area in somewhere that you feel that it shouldn't be. It just feels like, you know, that it should be fair across the board. You know, it provides a great service. We've been called bad actors, and which is completely unfair. We've been licensed since day one. We have insurance. There's plenty of other things out there that are not permitted. You know, we've done everything we need to do to the letter of the law, other than change the aesthetics of it. But we would love to change the aesthetics and make it in line with the historical, you know, skyline of the French Quarter. You know, if we just had that compromise with those people that have made a lot of good positive things around the French Quarter.
You know, it's interesting. I think about all the places that I've traveled that have a similar history as we do in the French Quarter in certain sections of their city. San Francisco, they have outside dining in a whole number of those places. Chicago, they have outside dining in a number of those places. Boston, plenty of outside dining, you know, through a number of their historic areas. New York, the same. Philly, the same. These are all cities that I've dined outside, you know, where they made accommodations in historic neighborhoods and otherwise in a huge way. Boston, one of the biggest, they seem to have worked it out in every other one of these cities. It just doesn't seem like rocket science to me.
I've asked for these objections from the group that disapproves of it, and there's no real tangible objections to it. It's other than we just don't want it in that location, but we are specified in a commercial zone and not in a residential zone. So that, you know, if I had the argument or if there was anything that we could address, we are totally open to addressing it, but we've never been given any type of, you know, like I said, argument to why not to have it.
Yeah.
Newell, you make a great point. You know, these are great American cities that have found a way to coexist this way, and these are places that, you know, we have to call it what it is. They're thriving, and we continue in some capacities to cut our nose off where we want to be, you know, just stick to our principles, and we go back to the same position where if Andrew and his family are unsuccessful in this location, we end up where no businesses are truly in the 500 block of Toulouse. You know, and that's just one microcosm that, of course, people are seeing it play out block by block all over the place. You know, the The Times-Picayune continues to write articles about population loss, young people not moving here. Partially it's because they don't necessarily have anything to do after they get off of work. What do they have to do? Where are those hip scenes? Where are those places that they can go? And maybe right before they're in the starting the family years, they're missing out on those opportunities because we've essentially said, well, we have these great neighborhoods that we really only want certain people to sometimes be able to enjoy. And in this particular case, you hit the nail on the head. Again, you travel around the world, you see that this stuff is not detrimental to these places, but they augment and they help these places excel. So we just want that same sort of treatment here, and we would again love all the public support we can get.
Yeah, you know, I think Freddie King has done a great job on a whole lot of different issues that are very complex, and always seems to be able to find and touch that delicate balance. So best of luck to both of you guys. We appreciate you joining us. I think the general public, for the most part, would be on your side on this issue. I think the way that we view the way that we're dining now, loving the outdoors has changed. And it definitely changed because of the accommodations that were made from the pandemic. And I know in Jefferson Parish, there are a number of restaurants that have been able to do it, and they're holding on to it. And I can tell you, their patrons don't want to lose it.
Exactly.
Because they have grown accustomed to it, and they love it. Best of luck to you. Thank you for joining us today. Zach Smith and Andrew Wilson. Andrew is the owner of the Cigar Bar Cuban Creations. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.